want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah! Hurry up! Hurry!
Yeah.
We've not much time.
We're truncated today because of Monday Night Football. This is the only other time this year this will happen.
Really?
It's a three-hour show, not a four-hour show today.
Only one other time it'll happen? I thought it was two more times.
Nope, this is it, Mike.
What happens if the Redskins go to the playoffs?
Yes, yeah, then it'll happen.
Right.
And then the monkeys fly.
out of somewhere.
Cool. The monkeys fly out of their place.
Out of their Duke hangar.
Deep within the airport Snyder. That is where the monkeys fly.
I have to fix my microphone.
That's all right. Go ahead. The Weekenders have been here. They've been all over it.
That's what Monday's for.
Happy Monday, everybody. So anyway.
I'll be back in a moment.
Now it's a three-hour live show.
Yes.
If you're listening to us anywhere except Washington, D.C., the fourth hour, you'll hear a best of hour today.
A fine hour indeed.
Yes, and we would love to stay and do the extra hour. We've got nothing else to do.
Sure.
Even if we wanted to, we don't have the studios to.
No.
There's not a room where we can do the show while they do a Redskins Monday night thing.
It becomes a space issue.
You are correct, sir.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah. There you go. Fixed it, Mike. So, listen, let's get busy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How was your weekend, Mill?
It was just like every other weekend in Beverly Hills, a beautiful time relaxing in the pool with Granny.
I spent the weekend counting down the biggest hits.
Wonderful.
The smaller the number, the bigger the hit.
Oh, Mr. Shannon.
Yeah.
Do you have any groaners for us today?
On what cable series do porn stars discuss the acting process?
What?
Deep inside the actor's studio. Hello.
Hi.
This is Michael Scott Shannon,
yes.
Professional DJ and morning zookeeper.
And I'm Mill Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
What Major League Baseball team holds a lot of underground parties?
Which one?
The Atlanta Raves. See, they get on a theme like last week. There was one with with the rave parties last week.
The numbers get smaller.
Okay, so here we go. This would be the big wind-up now. Uh-huh. What former... Oh, hello. I'm Scott Shadid.
I'm Mill Drysdale.
Oh, come on, Mike. We're reading these bad groaners for free. They're from a DJ joke service that keeps sending them even though we're not paying for them.
Isn't
that great? I'm still Mill Drysdale.
What former Beatle wears a lot of jewelry? Blingo Star.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Oh, thanks. Come
hey now.
Thank you, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded.
Yeah.
In here.
I believe we've started.
Hello.
Everybody here. Get into it. Get started. Come on. Get retarded. Get retarded.
Anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Lauren. There you go. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there. True story. Neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Must be wet.
How have you been? How have you been? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Truncated and all the ships at sea. Hey, they would prefer not to win, as their parents are ill. Dr. Mike O'Mara.
You remember that from Friday's show. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. And hello.
Hello.
My show, new episode on this Monday, 09/2.
I got a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
I think we did that retarded thing almost perfectly today.
I like that.
Very good.
I like that. It worked out good. So, hi, I hope you had a good, safe weekend. Glad to be here. I had a great, great, great weekend with my kid.
Good for you.
I just have to say, first off, I had some trepidation on Friday's show that I was being set up for the Palm, mm-hmm. for the money, for the, you know, hey, you know, talk to the Palm, give me some money.
How much you give him?
Not the case.
Nope. Oh.
Didn't give him a dime.
Wow. Good. And did he ask for it?
He did not.
Well, that's better.
He did not. As it turns out, I find this hard to believe, mm-hmm. but it's the truth. My kid loves me and just wanted to be with me to celebrate my birthday a week late.
That's good.
The best thing of all.
Well, what, did you ever doubt that?
Well, yeah, of course. All parents do. All parents.
Well, you know your kids love you.
Yeah, I mean, I know he loves me, but I thought it was all part of a power play with, you know, this goes back to the argument we had like a month ago when he first went back to college for his second year, when he said, I want to come back to see his friends. And we said, no, you're at college, you got to stay there. It's like being in prison. And then he said, but I want to come back for your birthday. And I said, well, that's fine. You can come back for my birthday if you only see me, and then immediately go back to school. And he said, well, I can't see my friends. And I said, no. And he said, well, then I'm not coming. So then,
fair enough.
Then he calls me and he says, well, no, you know what, Dad, forget, I really do want to see you. And as it turns out, he secured tickets for us to go to see this lineup on Saturday night in Atlanta at an outdoor theater. Opening act, Isaac Hayes.
Oh, yes.
Second act, Stephanie Mills.
There you go.
Third act, the Reverend Al Green.
There's the show. And I've seen Al Green on TV recently, and he's putting on some great shows, I think.
This was incredible. I know everybody says this when they go to a concert, the best concert I've ever seen. I'll say this. I stayed until the very end.
That's a miracle,
and
yeah.
And for me, that means it's got to be a hell of a show.
Saying something.
So my kid picked me up at the airport, and on time, incidentally, unlike Parents' Day and the homecoming and all the other crap we've gone back to school for, brought me over. I checked out the dormitory. I did what all good parents do. Anybody that has a kid in college would be proud of me as a parent. I walked in. I said hi to the roommate, and I immediately opened all the drawers in the kitchen and in the pantry and just was looking for anything that shouldn't have been there.
Checking for paraphernalia.
Looking for things that should not have been there.
And it was a clean slate?
It was, well, Mike, on my scale, yes.
Yeah, well, you were telling me in the office a little bit of it, and I think on anybody's... I think on normal parents' scale,
we expect some of that.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, there's... A
couple of bodies.
Let me just say, the words Milwaukee Light, or Milwaukee's Finest, or whatever, you know, donkey urine, whatever it is that passes down there,
I know people will get mad at me for what I'm going to say, but you know what? If you don't find that, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, my God. I mean, you check every college campus in America.
As I recall, especially in a down south college campus, beer doesn't count. That's like spray.
Yeah. So I go into this. He's now got three roommates, and they've got on campus like an apartment where it's got an actual kitchen, little laundry area. They've got, you know, two rooms and a living room. What they've done is they've pooled their resources. Each kid brought a TV with them and a video game system. And when I walk in, unannounced, Bart did not tell these kids I was coming by.
Ooh.
So it was Saturday afternoon, and they were just chilling out. They're watching three football games. Right away, I'm thinking, this is my kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Three football games at once. They got the Notre Dame game on a small screen. They got the Clemson FSU game. That's their school on a huge screen.
Uh-huh. Any Phillies in evidence?
And nope, absolutely none.
None.
Not that I think he's with a bunch of homos. I just think it was Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they're chilling out before the big Saturday night.
They had that look that said that they had a bit of a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Went, looked around the campus, and then Bart and I went to Atlanta and had a great, great time. This concert, as we walked up, now we didn't know where we were going in Atlanta. You know, it's one of those deals where I've been to Atlanta a couple of times. He's been a couple of times. All I know is that it's on the south side of Atlanta.
Okay.
So Bart's doing the driving, and I'm the worst backstreet driver, backseat driver in the world, or backstreet boy, because I'm telling him, and I have no sense of direction, north, south, east, west.
Right.
I just keep saying to him,
you got any toys in the rental car to help you?
No, it's, no.
No GPS?
No, Bart has driven up to pick me up.
Oh, okay, so it's his car.
So we're in his car, and I say, go to Peach Street. That's what I know is the big drag in Atlanta.
Peach Street?
Peachtree Street.
Peachtree, because they got peaches down there.
So we go.
Hence the expression Georgia peach.
And this is where I make the first of a couple of bad decisions. And this happens to me always when I'm driving somewhere. If I have a 50-50 shot of choosing going left or right when a street dead ends,
mm-hmm. okay.
I know that I should always go with my second choice, because my first choice is always wrong.
Really? You have the bad luck that way?
Yeah, we get up there. Hold on, here's a call. Phil?
Phil Connor?
Phil?
You didn't find a stripper pole in his room?
No, there was no stripper pole in Barth's room.
No, there wasn't. That's too bad.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
All right.
We get to Peachtree Street, and he says, which way should we go, left or right? And I said, right. And he said, Dad, I think left. I said, right, and I believe it with every conviction of my heart. Look at that. That's south. So he, being a good son, he goes right. And we're driving about 15 minutes, and he says, hey, Dad, look behind us. And there's the skyline.
There's Atlanta behind you.
The whole skyline for the city behind us. So we turn around. We finally find this joint, and it's an outdoor arena.
Okay, an amphitheater.
It's great. And as we are walking up, we hear Isaac Hayes. Now, I didn't know Isaac Hayes was the opening act or Stephanie Mills. I just knew Al Green.
Right.
As we walked in, and I cannot repeat this on the radio, Isaac Hayes has, from Comedy Central South Park, the funniest song I have ever heard in my life. We've never played it on the show. We never even played it on the show in the old version of the show.
Right.
Because even in the old version of the show, we couldn't have played it.
Too dirty.
It's the one that involves something that Isaac Hayes has that is made of chocolate and is full of vitamins and real good for you.
Okay.
And Mike, it's not what you think. Let me turn.
I don't think anything because I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me turn off the microphone for a second to tell you what the song is about. Buzz for a minute.
Don is explaining to Mike, describing to Mike, one of the favorite songs from South Park from Isaac Hayes, in which he describes his anatomy and compares it to a chocolate treat. Mike is now laughing hysterically, as Don tells him this. And and Don is repeating the words for the song, and here they are.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Now.
Man, oh man.
Now, as we are walking into this place, I said to Bart, oh my God, he's singing the song about my big chocolate.
Yeah.
Right. and full of vitamins, and good for you.
So when you got there, that's what he was singing?
That's what he was singing, and I wondered...
Was the crowd eating it up?
This is what I'm wondering, as we're walking in, yeah, so to speak. they were eating, I can't say the word, right. What he wants you to do to these things. But anyway...
But I'm glad you had a ball at the concert.
When we got there, he's singing this song, and I'm laughing as soon as we're walking through the door. Uh-huh. And then Bart starts to laugh. And as we walked inside, we saw there were some people who were put off by this. There were some people that were not hip to this.
And because it's the Reverend Al Green, he has that gospel following.
And,
right.
I guess when we got to our seats, I was laughing, and the woman... I'll call her Florida Evans, who was sitting next to me, said something like, oh, baby, did you like that? What is that from? And I said, oh, that's from South Park. That's just not right. But other than that, cool. Isaac Hayes, and then he did Never Can't Say Goodbye, and then he did Shaft.
Oh, Shaft, which then is, the greatest.
Stephanie Mills comes out.
What are her hits? I know they're a bunch.
Oh, I Never Knew Love Like This Before.
Never knew love like this before.
And as the concert is going on, they're serving adult beverages, and I'm not driving.
Right.
By the time Al Green comes out, man, I don't want to say I'm lit because I wasn't.
Right.
And I wasn't drunk, but I was happy.
Relax.
I was there with my kid. I was.
What a great combination of artists.
No kidding. I was relaxed. We were in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say that there were about 15,000 people at this show between the people sitting in the lawn and the people that were sitting in the seats down close. So they had areas where you could picnic and bring your own stuff and bring your own hooch and your booze. And
right.
I think counting Bart and myself, there were two white people there.
Yeah.
But nevertheless...
You had a great time.
We had a great time. The crowd was older, even older than you and I. Like
her, because of the artist.
A lot of the women look like Florida Evans.
There you go.
So, it's time for Reverend Al. Now, this is... I would have Bart on the telephone now to tell you this. This is so embarrassing. But he's got a class now, so he'll call when he has no class. I am so into this. By the time Al Green comes out, and he didn't come out till after 10 o'clock at night, and I thought we'd be in the car getting back to the hotel by then. But I said, what the hell?
Enjoy it.
Because Al Green's got the Stax horns, and he's got his organist, and he's got the best band in the world. And he comes out, and he starts with Amazing Grace. And I am a religious man, but, you know, I'm the kind of religious man. When I get in trouble, I go, oh, please, God, get me out of this situation.
Right, yeah, right. Like me.
And, you know, I say thanks to God all the time, but I don't wear it on my sleeve, and I go to church. But, you know, I'm not like one of these Jesus fanatics. Well, Al Green starts with this with a bum 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 bum. Can I get an amen? And before I know it, here I am. I'm up and I'm doing the
from the choir.
Amen, brother Al. Amen. You know, does Jesus love you? Jesus love me. And I realize I am yelling and dancing. And then
you get into it.
And now Al Green, my man, he goes right to the hits. He says, "Does anybody remember 1972?" And everybody goes, "Well, yeah, yeah, yeah." Then he says. You might remember this one.
And they start Let's Stay Together.
Let's Stay Together.
Now, when they get into this and they've got the horns, I lose it. I mean, this is where I really become something that I don't want to become. I am a white guy wearing Levi shorts, you know, Levi's dungaree shorts, and a Hawaiian shirt, and Green Bay Packer socks. I can't look white. Everybody else there, the women that are there are dressed for success. It's like they're going for a night out on the town.
Right.
Or they're dressed like Beyonce or like Britney Spears.
Right.
And all of the black men, predominantly, they've got on the matching cabana outfit.
Sure.
They've got on the orange shorts with the orange top. And you know, for whatever reason...
Well, the brothers can pull that off. You would look silly in that outfit.
You know, and they got the Sam Jackson hats. I mean, even the old guys are looking good.
Right.
But I'm so taken by this. And during Let's Stay Together, I don't know what happens, except it is a 20-minute version of this song, where at one point... I'm standing during the whole thing, but now I am truly, truly dancing, and I am not drunk, I'm not buzzed, I'm just into the moment.
And you've got tears streaming down your face.
And I realize, and I mean, do you see the gay way I'm moving my hand, like, come on, baby, let's stay together, oh yeah, love you, and I mean, I'm back and forth.
Was anybody laughing at you when you were doing that?
No, here's what happened. Because I'm an oddity, because I'm a white guy and I'm doing this.
Your presence was noticed.
A slight circle. You asked Bart.
That's in case of trouble.
A slight circle starts to form around me, and I notice, but I don't care because I'm so caught up in the moment.
Oh, baby, stay away from the crazy man.
All of a sudden, I'm the white guy going, well, the times are good, bad.
Suddenly, there's no music in the amphitheater. You turn around, and everybody's staring at you.
And... I mean, it started on that one.
That's what Al Green said. Let's pray for Brother Don.
However, I did get a shout-out from Al Green.
Hey. What?
I did get a shout. Here's why. He did Here I Am, Come and Take Me. Then he does How Do You Mend a Broken Heart. He started I'm Tired of Being Alone.
Oh.
And, I mean, these horns, you got to be an Al Green fan, and I am, and it was just... so great that my kid likes the same music that I
do.
Right,
that is great.
And I'm out of my mind happy. And they're doing this thing where they've got roses. Stephanie Mills had roses. Isaac Hayes had roses. People are running down for the roses. Well, I don't want a friggin' rose, but I'm so into this, and we're six rows from the back, that what I do is I said to Bart, I said, I'm going to go stand, see if I can stand by the corner of the stage so I can check out the horn section. Because this is what I love, and for about 5 minutes of Tired of Being Alone, I was standing off at the corner of the stage, right in front of the stage, like leading the horn section, because I know what they're going to play, going, right. I'm tired of being a down, I'm tired of being a down, and I realize I'm really dancing and like leading the band.
Conducting.
And when they start playing,
Security.
Al Green is singing, and he's dancing, and he's walking around to the crowd, and here's what he says, swear to God, said, Oh, we got a crazy white man right here. We got a crazy white man. He said, brother, does Jesus love you? And you know, I said,
sure.
Yes, Al. Yes, Reverend. I swear to God, I'm out of my mind. Yes, Reverend Al. Oh. He gave me a flower.
Hey, but he gave it to you?
He gave me a flower.
Did you save it? Present
in
the book?
No, I gave it to whoever the Florida Evans looking woman was that was standing next to me.
Oh, wow.
Because I had left my seat. To go.
Wow, you had probably the best time you ever had at a concert.
I would say absolutely.
Good for you.
The best time I ever had. And one of the best times that I've ever had with my kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't drive me nuts. He wasn't embarrassed by the fact that I was getting into the music.
Right.
You know. We got all this stuff with his grades taken care of out of the way on the way back. You know. I can't imagine ever having a relationship, and I've called my son on the air a stupid ass, a lazy, a moron, a piece of garbage, a no incentive. I still think in some regard all of those things about him, but I love him. I've always loved him, and I can't imagine ever having done anything remotely like this with my father. I never did.
Uh-huh.
And when we were leaving...
He'll remember it for the rest of his life.
When we were leaving this concert, it's a long drive back to South Carolina from Atlanta. Bart's doing the driving. And he put on an Al Green CD. Mm-hmm. And before I know it, we are both just driving down the highway 70 miles an hour, singing together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I fell asleep in my kid's car, singing with him. And it wasn't until whatever time, it was like 2:45 in the morning, he wakes me up, Dad, we're at the hotel.
Well, that's great.
And I mean, I can't tell you.
It's a perfect day.
It was just...
probably just as good for him as it was for you.
No, I think so.
That's great.
And Rob, your joke, as I told you, was a killer.
It's a great joke.
Your joke about the rapist was a killer. I go into when I was checking out his school and seeing his friends and meeting with a professor, I walked into one of these rooms and they're all watching the football game on Saturday afternoon, and they all talk, you know, because they're rednecks. They're from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, they all kind of talk like this. And one of Bart's friends, Drew, says, Mr. Sauce, did you hear the one about the woman, the girl,
right.
I believe she was a girl, from above the Mason-Dixon line who didn't know the difference between, you know, whatever, and tells the joke and it gets a laugh, and then some other guy tells a joke, and then I'm standing there, and now keep in mind it's me and
right.
six college kids and
sure.
a professor and my son, and I say, hey, did you hear about the guy who says he could go into a bar and F any woman that he wants? And when I lay the line, I say, yeah,
right.
You know, he's, well, because I'm a rapist.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one beat, two beat,
yeah.
And then the kid spits his drink out.
Oh, the irreverence of
everybody,
it. Yes, sir, the irreverence of it. You've endeared yourself to the college community.
I'm sitting there thinking, this is great. But what kind of message am I sending here? I'm coming down.
You are sending a message that you're a cool dad. And after college, it's okay to be a cool dad like that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's...
You know, you've done the job. You got the kid into college. That's all that matters. Now you can come down and be the cool dad.
Yeah. Well, I had a great time with him.
But see, you've got a son. I'll never be able to be the cool dad. I wouldn't be able to go into a dorm full of women and do that. You know, I'm not going to be able to do that.
And
no
in the
way.
Off chance you end up in a dorm full of women, don't tell the rapist joke.
No, that won't work.
No,
that wouldn't work at all. No, it's a locker room joke.
But what a great, I just want to say, what a great weekend I had. Just fantastic.
That's good.
Great.
Got
that's
back sleepy as hell, watched,
mm-hmm.
and then watched all of those fantastic games yesterday. That Packers game knocked me out, man. That Packers game. Even though they lost as I predicted, what a friggin' game that was yesterday.
It's, and you know, it's just looking good on the TV and everything, right?
And what?
It's looking good, too, with high def and
yes.
stuff and all that. It's great.
And
yeah.
even with all of that, I somehow found time in that busy weekend, and I also...
I'm really glad, can I just say, I'm really glad you had a good weekend.
I was just going to say, even with all of that, and I had a wonderful weekend with my wife, I don't want to leave Frida out of this. She's back into that mode of not being a pain in the ass, and,
mm-hmm.
and things are great, and
good.
I could not be happier, and Mike, it's only because I'm so happy that I had to call you Saturday morning. I never call you about
no,
our dumb
No, my weekend started
deaths.
With, you know, with seeing my kids on Friday night.
and I was delighted to be with them. I haven't seen them in a while, and it was terrific.
Good.
Had a nice evening with them, let them stay up a little late, and then had to, you know, enjoy the baseball game. When I realized that in order for me to survive my bet with Don, that the Red Sox would win the division by two games, the rest
the bet that you instigated.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
I just want to make sure so it doesn't look like I'm piling on here.
Yeah. And I knew that they had to probably sweep the series. Not probably, I think mathematically,
yeah,
they definitely had to. Well, I'm not sure. We have to just have that clarification. I am prepared because the Red Sox did not sweep the series. They whomped on them Saturday and Sunday, but this was after, technically,
you know,
I had lost my bet.
We need one of those baseball robo-stat guys to call us up and tell us, because the bet is Mike has added two games, saying that the Red Sox will win the East by two games.
You know who could probably figure it out, and he hasn't checked it in a long time? I'd like to put a call out to Scooter.
Yeah,
Scooter and
Mobile. Who could
Robbie
figure it
well,
out?
Robbie, that day we are canceled in Mobile,
that's
Alabama.
Why.
I think he hears us in his head without the aid of a radio station.
So I'm watching Sports.
Hey, can I just say, though, for the Red Sox, even though that they disappointed me with the bet, because they came back and stomped on the Yankees both Saturday and Sunday, they did give me some pleasure this weekend.
Oh, this is why
it was not all the pain, you know. It was if they had swept, which really Friday I said they're going to sweep this weekend, and they're just going to demoralize us. I was very demoralized.
I'll tell you why.
You heard me on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you why this bet's going to be so great.
Suicidal.
Now I don't know about baseball as Mike does, but I know last year what happened was in that important game against the Yankees, Grady Little left Pedro Martinez, and he got knocked all around, and the Red Sox.
Yeah, and then Terry Francona, the current manager of the Red Sox, decided he'd play the same game on Friday night.
So anyway, I don't know anything about this, but all I know is that it's a time for me to call my buddy Mike to say
the New York Yankees' magic number is four.
Four. So they only need to win four more games. And
I'm 5.5 games in back, so I think
how many games are left? Oh, hold on. Here's a guy who maybe can help us. Hello, Wyndham?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Wyndham.
Wyndham.
Hello, Wyndham.
Hello.
The
Red Sox are 3.5 games behind. There's 7 games remaining. So for your bet, you're 5.5 games behind with 7 games to go.
And that means, well, hold on. If he's 5.5 behind,
that means 1.5.
That means you'd be at least a half game. You've given 2 games.
Yeah.
Mike, you've added 2 games on
to
that.
So they've clinched the bet by a half a game.
And this is what I'm saying could be the best potential part of this, is that because I don't wish any bad feelings on you, Mike. I like winning these bets.
Well, and
it'll be bittersweet, though, because you're going to lose the bet, but the Red Sox will still go to the playoffs and might even win the World Series.
like any team that goes to the postseason, they get a chance to go to the World Series. You never know, but
that'd be something.
But I said to somebody the other day, I do not believe that I have ever, I've beaten you in bets many, many times, I don't believe I have ever won a bet that involved the Boston Red Sox.
Never happened.
But you said as early, like late June, early July this year, you said that they will probably figure out a way, even when they win the World Series, to still break your heart.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, here.
So what you've done here is...
Well, if they win the World Series, there's no way they're going to break my heart.
Carrie in Las Vegas. Carrie.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Different Carrie.
My wife. Okay, the search
is for Mike, I too am a diehard Red Sox fan.
Yes.
In order for them to win by 2 games...
Yeah.
The Yankees would have to lose their last 6, which is all they have left...
Right.
...against Minnesota and Toronto, and the Red Sox would have to win tonight and every other game till the end of the season.
Well, I guess technically... It could still happen.
And Mike,
I'll concede officially tomorrow.
And Mike,
yes.
As a Red Sox fan, I beg of you, don't bet Don anything.
There will be no bets in the postseason.
I don't ask for it. Oh, come on.
No, Mike.
Oh,
Mike.
Come on.
No, Mike, greedy, Mr. Greedy.
Just say no, Mike.
No, I'm not. Trust me, I'm taking it too seriously.
For the sake of the Red Sox Nation, don't bet.
I will not let the nation down.
Listen, come on. All right, get out of here. Goodbye.
And Mike, please don't throw a piano in the lake behind you.
All right, so tomorrow...
Babe Ruth curse.
Tomorrow we'll have your concession speech.
I'll write it tonight.
And also we will need to figure out a time then for Tom Gavin. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better to pay off this bet. If we could get
obviously Tom is in a period of recovery after his
Tom, call us.
His hip replacement surgery.
What? Hold on.
But they brought me great joy, and for all the Yankee fans out there, you know, I know you won the division, but we won the season series, so
Hello,
I take solace in that.
Hello.
Hello, Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Don and Mike here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, would you please call Tom Gavin to check on his health?
Sure.
And see what day this week he might be able to come on down.
Okay. Is there a day you prefer in particular, or just leave it up to him?
I leave that up to Mike. Mike?
I don't know.
Sooner or later.
I'm getting quiet because I'm actually, the reality of it is starting to set in on me.
Oh, hold on. We're talking to
Beth. She has Beth.
Her jingle. Any day is fine. Any day is fine with me, Beth Ann.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that.
Later than sooner.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Later than sooner. It's a terrible bet to pay off. It was a great bet. The bet was my idea.
The bet is.
I mean, the bet was completely my idea. I deserve everything I get.
And it's a great bet. Tom Gavin, naked, getting a full body massage from the loser. Now, the loser can wear CSI gloves.
Excuse me, from me. You can go ahead and say it. You've technically won the bet. I'm making a formal concession speech, but I don't believe in that kind of a miracle.
Mike.
Because, see, here's the deal.
I believe in miracles. That's why I want to carry the most telethon to breathe here.
The miracle would be a division victory.
I believe in miracles. That's why I still own over 10,000 shares of Viacom stock.
The miracle would be winning the division. That would be a miracle. They wouldn't have to do anything for anybody else more than that. It's just little old me, Mr. Stupid Two Games. Why did I have to say that? Why couldn't I? You would have taken the bet if I'd said they were going to go to the postseason.
That's all. And may I ask now, because I know it was way back, like 6 or 8 months ago, what made you, do you know what made you come in that day so full of confidence?
Do I know what makes me in March go down to Fort Myers, Florida?
I don't think that gives my confidence.
Do I know what makes me go down to Florida?
It makes him angry.
In March and go to seven spring training games?
When you go to spring training.
Do I know what makes me, once or twice a year go up to Boston and catch the series against the Yankees? Do I know what makes me sit in front of that television set and you talk about your addiction to football and watch, I estimate, probably 60 to 70 baseball games in their entirety every year? More than that.
You love to make them hit you.
I love to make them hit me, but it's the way it is.
Hold on.
You get mad, then you turn it back on.
Here's Keith. Hello, Keith. Hi, Keith. Question.
Hi, yeah, big time fan. The question is, will there be a happy ending to the massage?
Oh, that is about the foulest thing I could ever think of. But the answer is yes.
Let me say.
That's the bet.
No. The true answer, though, is yes. It'll be involuntary.
Yeah.
God. It may not be at the end.
That's horrible.
Can you imagine?
Through the massage, I plan on tickling it.
We got to break right here because we're truncated today because Monday night.
Hi, guys.
We need a towel. Oh, and you know what? You might want to listen to that Isaac Hayes song.
That's nice.
We got a break, everybody. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you noticed the leaves starting to turn colors yet?
The show is about to begin, and that means lots of scenic drives, maybe out in the boonies.
But you've got an OnStar equipped vehicle, you've got a cell phone built into your car for strong reception that's always charged.
I was using it today, just in case you wander too far off the beaten path, don't you know?
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into your OnStar equipped vehicle.
And I love the voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation. It keeps your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
For instance, I just say, Adon! Dials Rob immediately.
There's no phone to hold, no battery to recharge, and no additional long distance or roaming charges or so.
Minute packages start at under $15, and you're not bound by a separate contract.
The Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 per month, plus tax after the first year.
You'll find OnStar at over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000. To learn more, go to OnStar.com. And Mike?
Yes, Don?
If you don't have OnStar, press the blue button to order minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
Or that's if you have OnStar. If you don't have OnStar, well, you don't have a blue button.
The Don and Mike Show.
Never mind.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundos.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Here he is, Reverend Al. You know what? Let me call my kid.
In love with you.
Pretty sure he's out of class now. Now. Al's great. Is so good.
Yeah, and a couple of times he would hit these notes that would just
Bill.
Be incredible. And you hear so many singers now
who can't anymore.
Who can't do it.
Right. You know what I always wanted to say to Al Green?
What? Are you high?
Because he always looks high. But he's high on life, I think, right?
High on the J-Man.
Maybe in 1972. Not so much now.
Yeah, he was always goofy looking. And a lot of his songs that he won't do anymore.
Yeah.
He's a Jesus freak now.
Right, Prince has done that, too. But he doesn't put that same restriction on Isaac Hayes. Apparently, judging from the song.
You know, I've got to get you a copy of that song.
I'm dying to hear it.
I've never heard it. The words slay me.
Yeah, well, I can imagine why.
The words are they always have, but... And as we walked into the concert...
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Pop, what's up?
Hey, there he is, college man. I was just... Oh, hi, Joe. Can I help you?
I have that song. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Very good, Joe.
Joe, just bring it in so Mike can hear it, though. We can't play it on the air.
Happy editing.
Barney, we're talking about that...
Joe.
That Isaac Hayes song.
Yeah.
The one that he was singing as we walked in.
Yes, that's an excellent song.
So I was talking about what a great weekend we had, how everything was... As a matter of fact, the only complaint that I had for my son... Uh-huh. All weekend, I had to get him to buy a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only
that
thing.
That is important.
That was the only thing I noticed that was missing.
You had to buy a toothbrush?
But he bought a toothbrush.
Oh, he brought a toothbrush.
No, it said buy a, you know, get a toothbrush.
He didn't own a toothbrush?
Mine had been left at somewhere last weekend.
Buy a package of it.
Just last weekend, he said.
Does that mean you did the whole week without brushing?
I will bear through it.
What?
You what, buddy?
I had Listerine.
Oh, he has Listerine.
Oh, my God.
Kills germs on contact. Yeah,
so as we were leaving his dorm on Saturday, I said, hey, listen.
No need to bring him any fall sweaters. He's probably got them on his teeth.
I said, go brush your teeth before we get out of here. Your breath stinks. And he said, I don't have a toothbrush. I said, go in there and use your finger then. Use your finger.
Hey, when in doubt, you know?
Use your finger. For goodness sake, let's stop at the gas station and go buy a toothbrush. So tell everybody now how impressed you were with your old man dancing.
It was quite the feat.
That's what we pictured. Yeah.
Quite the scene. Would you say that I was the craziest white man there?
By far.
By far. And how would you describe my dance? Now, I did get into it. What were some of the things that Al Green was shouting that you were telling me I was shouting back? Because I was so out of my mind, I didn't even remember.
Heaven, yeah.
A lot of yeah.
Heaven, yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes. Amen. A lot of that.
Just like you.
Great. Did he have a gospel choir with him?
No, he just had three or four backup singers who just kicked ass.
Yeah.
Kicked ass. So there was no embarrassment there on your part with my dancing?
No, not at all.
My rivalry? All right.
I didn't have to act like I was with you.
All right.
So there's that.
All right, bud. Well, that's all I wanted to just check in and say hey. And it was great seeing you, and what a great show. Really, what a great show.
It was a good gift.
And how funny it was as we walked in, and that was the song Isaac Hayes was singing.
Yeah.
All right. You get back to whatever it is you're doing, studying, I hope.
Of course.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right,
bye-bye. I think that's the mellow, got a late class on Monday, Bart.
His radio person. I'm glad you got him a toothbrush.
He's going to need that.
He had to buy it himself.
And you noticed because of the breath, is that what it was?
Yeah. It's like, you know, and I'm used to hearing about bad breath because I smoke cigars all the time.
That's different.
You know, and it's like at the airport, you know, we hadn't seen each other since you left college, so we hugged, and he said, I really miss seeing you. I said, whoa! Say hello to my friend Altoy. And then when we got to the place, do me a favor. Before we head to Atlanta, brush your freaking teeth. And this is where the lie starts to fall apart. Same thing he just said on the air, and I didn't question him on it. I left it somewhere a week ago. I said, really?
Oh, God.
And Mike, how do you know if Isaac Hayes is ticklish?
How do you know?
You give him a test tickle. There you go. For those of you who are wondering.
There's a little clue.
Wondering about the song. Listen, Rob, you need the fanfare, because Westwood One, our network of renown, Westwood One.
Oh, did they do something good?
Well, they're about to do something good.
For us?
Fanfare. Not
what?
A real fanfare.
Yeah, right.
Westwood One.
This
fanfare.
One, right. They're the little tiny cartoon horns. So, it's our network, Westwood One. And here's the latest from Westwood One.
Very good.
This
okay.
is not a done deal yet.
Uh-huh.
However, Westwood One is pursuing, actively pursuing, Rosie O'Donnell to host a new talk show, a radio talk show.
That's what we need.
And before you call, I know it's O'Donnell. I like saying O'Donnell. Like
she's here. I was foolishly getting excited, thinking it would be something special.
No, talk radio.
How perfect is that?
Talk radio is very demanding, says Rosie. She's 42. She says there's no reason she can't do it from a home down in Florida.
Of course.
From in Florida, just like Rush Limbaugh.
That's what it's all about.
I bet she starts the show right after her hand heals.
Right. Her staph infection.
And how is that? I mean, is she okay with that?
No,
now?
I think it's still spreading.
You know, I don't know.
We haven't heard.
I didn't know. You know, I hate to, you know me, I hate to say something about people that cast them in a derogatory light.
That's certainly the last person in the world that wants to do that.
But I noticed when I was down south this weekend that just about every convenience store or gas station you go into, the person behind the counter has one of those old, real, just full of fungus elastic bandages.
Ace bandage
around their wrist. And a lot of times...
Well, you know what that is.
That's the carpal tunnel.
Yeah, well, it's not even a bandage. It's like a... it's not a cast.
It's a sleeve.
Yeah, a sleeve is what
it's
it is.
It's a sleeve, and they do that because they're working registers, and they get the pain in their elbow.
Yuck. P-U.
Ew.
Oh, Mike, hold on. You're going to love this.
Okay.
First, who cares about Sinead O'Connor?
You know, I love the Westwood One story. I didn't like that. I don't like Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, I think that's news that shows what Westwood One is really up to.
Way to put your priorities in order, guys.
Now, listen, okay, they've not quite hit that goal yet of us, of 75 affiliate stations.
Right.
We're up to 45, and that's up over the last year.
I'm confident they can get us 30 more stations before Christmas.
I'm sure the fact that they are signing Rosie O'Donnell will do nothing to slow down our syndication effort.
Yeah, package us with Rosie.
As a matter of fact, everybody, hey, why not package her with that schmuck putz O'Reilly?
Or Likas, because they look the same.
They both look the same naked, too, as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I got to be careful with... Oh, Sinead O'Connor, then I'm going to tell you about Kobe Bryant, something I read about him over the weekend. This is the only thing that's funny about Sinead O'Connor. Mike, you remember when you went on that vacation somewhere, again, down south, and you were upset at a guy because you had lost your golf clubs.
Yes, down at Myrtle Beach.
And how is it that you said to him you got mad, I could run in circles for ye?
I lost my, I thought my golf clubs had been stolen, when in fact they had been taken by accident by another one of those golf trips where they put like the 16 bags of golf clubs in the van. And I was very upset because I thought I'd heard that in Myrtle Beach this happens a lot. Mm. People get ripped off with their golf clubs, and I'm complaining to the pro. And I said, "Well, you're going to do something." He said, "Well, I could run around in circles for ye."
And of course, that's been great. We used that on the show.
That got me mad.
And we've used that on the show for like 5 years since Mike told us about that trip.
I didn't mean to stab him.
Now here is a statement from Sinead O'Connor in which she uses the same type of language.
Very good.
First off, Sinead O'Connor says she wants people to leave her alone. Now, I didn't know that anybody was bothering Sinead O'Connor.
Weren't they leaving her alone already?
For some reason, she wants to have head lysing for all kids in Ireland.
Head lysing?
Yeah.
You mean like...
She wants to delouse, you know, get rid of head lice.
Uh-huh. Okay, so she wants to have kids all checked out for food.
She wants all kids to have a national delousing day.
Okay.
And she sent out a press statement to radio stations, of which we received. And here is what it says, and I will read it to you exactly as written.
Okay.
I don't think there can be any person
male or female, from this country who has been consistently lashed as I've been, and no matter what I am or what I set to do, if ye think I am such a crazy person, why do ye use me to sell your papers? Please, I want to be a little old lady now and not controversial. And then she continues, ye know if ye wrote about Bono like ye do about me, he'd kick your asses. Mind you, I know he, not ye, knowing me, thinks I'm a crazy bitch. Somebody try to make any sense out of that sentence to me.
Wow. Well,
are those sentences?
Well, they're doing the Irish thing, so they get a little credit on that. But what about the Bono? The Bono thing at the end is totally disjointed. It doesn't make any sense.
Ye know if ye wrote about Bono like you do, like ye do about me.
Uh-huh. If you wrote about Bono, ye do about me.
He'd kick your asses. Mind you, I know. Mind ye, I know he, not knowing me, thinks I'm a crazy bitch too.
Oh, okay, all right. So what she's saying at the end is she knows that that Bono. Because he doesn't know Sinead O'Connor, thinks she's crazy.
This ye thing, though, it's not like a redneck thing.
Irish. I could read it to you in the Irish.
And she says, here's the first line. If ye think I am such a crazy person, why do you use ye? Why do ye?
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Here it is. It. Okay. Right here. All right, here we go.
First paragraph right there, part with ye and me.
All right.
See it? Halfway down the page?
Halfway down. All right. I don't think there can be any person. Male, do you want me to read that part?
No, just the part with the ye and me.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. All right. For some reason, I'll read at the end. You know me, if you wrote about Bono like you do about me, you'd kick your asses. Mind you, I know he, not knowing me, thinks I'm just as crazy a bitch, too.
But read the first part, the other part with all the ye's in them.
Okay.
Further up the page.
If you think I'm such a crazy bitch, if you think I'm such a crazy person, why do you use me to sell your papers, please? I just want to be a little old lady now and not be all controversial and not be bashed and called crazy and laughed at when I open my mouth and sing or speak. You know if you wrote about Bono like you do about me, he'd kick your asses.
Uh-huh. All right, so
it's the Irish thing.
Okay, all right.
And what it is, it's a press release, but what they are doing is they are quoting her, and which means she's speaking it. She's not writing it per se like that. She's speaking it. And when she talks, it's like, you know, ye... You don't feel like that about me.
See,
you know, I mean, if you heard her say
it's a different
ye.
I'm glad that you said
As opposed to,
I could run in circles for ye.
For ye.
You know, because that's how I pictured it when I read it. David Conner going, well, if ye want to talk about me, I don't know why ye.
No, I don't think Sinead O'Connor has ever worked in Myrtle Beach.
But what I'm excited about is the Jalousing Day. How do we observe this?
Well, isn't she? Do you think she's paranoid about that? Because remember, the whole big deal with Sinead O'Connor is because she had her head shaved,
right?
She's the last person that should worry about that.
Right. Yeah, because she doesn't have any hair at all.
They have a big Jalousing Day over there in Ireland.
The kids
open their presents and then they all and they dance around the Jalousing tree and then they all get their heads sprayed.
Send over some Nyx. Didn't we have that product advertised on?
We did, right?
And I don't think anybody in this studio has to worry about Jalousing, but look at the head of hair over there.
Hi, Buzz.
Man, look at that.
What would that jump off him?
Okay, here's
contaminate ye.
Here's the story about Kobe Bryant. I have to be very careful with.
Okay.
Last week, or maybe the week before, there was an alleged sexual act that Kobe Bryant did to this woman,
the alleged victim,
the alleged victim, that was heinous. You know, that at least that's what they
by most standards.
Yes, yeah. And we were wondering what it was. We didn't know what it was. We speculated on it.
We came to a conclusion.
And frankly, he was the butt of a lot of jokes. And let me say, wrongly so. I mean, Kobe Bryant was the butt of a lot of jokes about what that act might have been.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that wasn't it.
No, it wasn't. Do you know what it was?
Well, no, we were all saying it was, partly cloudy with a chance of showers.
No. Wrong.
That's what we had all agreed on.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that the one we'd all agreed on?
No, I thought we were talking about,
the really bad thing.
You know what I've always hated?
Yeah.
The thing that I don't like.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I thought.
And that's why you said what you said. I thought it was something else.
Okay, well, as it turns out...
Didn't we have a lot of phone calls
We did.
With people that said what my thing was?
Yeah, the Dirty Sanchez, I think.
And no, a lot of people had...
Oh, no,
A lot of people had... Sunny with a Chance of Showers. A lot of people had called in, called... Joe had told me that.
Oh, as it turns out, regardless, they're both wrong. Because Kobe has a special thing he likes to do to a woman.
Uh-oh. Now, here we go.
Hold on, let me see. This comes from, and I want to thank our friends. We'll give them a plug.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That is a plug.
That made Mike spit out
his
water.
Could you keep O'Mara's restaurant out of this story, please?
Mike, it's just this.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I got to get that sign up, too.
That is right next to that, to the chime. So I'll be careful with my big fat fingers. Here is the story about... Oh, I got to read an ad. This is a good time for an ad. This is not a joke. Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen coming up Friday afternoon. Talking football with Rich from Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love. Tower.com.
Okay.
Had to read that.
Very good.
Okay, so back to...
You were right at the point where you were going to tell us what Kobe likes.
Indeed.
Yeah. What does Kobe like, Don?
There's a special thing Kobe likes to a likes to do to a woman, and I should tell you that this is from the smokinggun.com.
Very good.
You know, they get the documents.
Yes, they do.
And they sent us a copy.
Right.
So, if you can't read between the lines, here's exactly what it says.
All right.
Up to this point, there's been ambiguity about two things. First, that Kobe has a special thing he likes to do to a woman involving her face.
Okay.
And secondly, Kobe claims to have asked the accuser if he could do something to her, this something, and her refusal of this particular act that Kobe likes prompted Kobe to do the, as he said, gentlemanlike thing and end that part of their encounter. Well, as it turns out, this thing that Kobe likes to do is the thing that Kobe asked his accuser about doing, and that is, Kobe asked if he could, he wanted to,
Is it something you see in most movies?
Yeah, not in the movie you'd see in a regular
No,
theater.
In most, like,
in pornos.
Most pornos, yeah, all right, I know it. Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Face!
Right.
Now, according to his account, Kobe and the woman were engaging in unprotected sex when Kobe requested this particular end to the festivities. And he went on to describe to the detectives, quote, his thing for this particular act.
That he likes that.
That he likes it bad. He really likes it.
What, did he do that?
No, but that's what got her upset. That's what led to her...
That's where she drew the line.
Yeah, right.
She has standards.
That's right.
Well, it got her upset?
Yeah.
That's the story.
Here's Don Geronimo, top of the key. Jordan picks him up defensively. Geronimo down the lane with a jam! A facial on Michael Jordan!
That was a private encounter. Ladies and gentlemen, read our clues, please.
Okay. So anyway, if you go to thesmokinggun.com, they're great guys. I don't mind plugging them because they send us this stuff.
Yeah.
You should read it for yourself because there is Q&A with the detectives and with Kobe Bryant where they ask him pointed, no pun intended, questions about this act, mm-hmm. about how often he likes it, and... Anyway, it's great reading.
Log on to the Smoking Gun with a friend and read it like a playlist, and it's fascinating.
Read it to
How
each
do you
other.
Feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
That particular thing.
What, the Kobe thing?
Yeah.
It could be called the Donnie thing.
Yeah, so you like it.
Hard, let me just say, Mike, we're in dangerous territory, yeah. Mr. Spicoli. Let me just say.
Well, we're not talking about anything specifically.
After 23 years of marriage,
yeah.
Very hard to find the opportunity.
Well, I think for most guys, that's probably the case.
Right.
I think you see it in the cinema, but other than that, it's really not that common.
It's not an annual occurrence for me. And you know, it's not something that I know that I would want.
I think it's
all the time.
In the cinema, as I'm referring to it as, I think in the cinema, overused.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
cinema, almost to a point where it bugs me, where I don't like it, where I think it's just very...
I would disagree.
Wow.
Disagree.
Sorry. Something I hate is this.
I love
Monday.
I hate that. So much more common in the movies than in real life. Like seeing a spaceship fight or something. You see that in the movies that's all the time.
But yeah. So anyway, that's what Kobe likes so bad. And that's what she did a lot so bad.
Well, you know, here, all I can say, and this is not talking about the act or anything like that. If his version of that is if that got her upset, it seems to me that that got her upset after the fact, so to speak. Like, they were well along the way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Funny place for her to object.
It seems to me if that's where she
funny
had a
face,
problem.
I miss you.
You know what I mean?
Funny face.
Yeah, I know.
If what she's saying is true.
I agree. And maybe that's why she dropped the charges.
Who knows?
If it ever got into court. Hey, let's hear it for CBS, the company we work for.
Yeah.
As Buzz mentioned on the news last week, not only has the president of our company, Sumner Redstone, announced that he's backing Bush.
Yes.
Here now is what CBS is going to do about the Janet Jackson thing.
Oh.
They've decided the FCC's fined all these CBS Viacom stations, what is it, $550,000?
I think the initial fine was $550,000.
For the wardrobe malfunction.
And then $27,500 for each of the 20 TV stations.
Well, CBS has announced that they've told the FCC we're not going to pay this. Mm-hmm. But what they've done is they've called Janet Jackson. And now CBS has said to Janet Jackson, hey, you know, really, it's your breast. It's your costume.
Your clothing.
We'd like $550,000 from you to pay this fine.
So they're not only refusing to pay, but then they're trying, in case they're forced to pay it.
That's right.
They're trying to extort it out of Janet Jackson.
That's the money from Janet Jackson.
Mm.
And there's too much other stuff I don't even have time to get to today because we're truncated. I will tell you though of a real good feel good.
Okay.
This is from Quebec, for those listening up in Canada.
Canada!
You got a 25-year-old man who was killed, a partner seriously injured yesterday, this is just yesterday, head-on crash, a car crash, awful. As it turns out, the couple that had the man and the woman, they were having sex.
In the car?
While they were driving. 75 miles an hour.
That can cause a problem.
Now, as it turns out... this was in the middle of the night, and there was a guy that was asleep at the wheel coming the other way.
Oh, dear.
And one thing led to another, and let me see. Oh, it's just that.
It wasn't their phone.
It's just that old joke that you got coming and going at the same time.
So the two people, the couple, they were killed?
No, the woman who was, God, you know, with the new standards, it's so tough to describe.
Right.
She was, her bottom.
She had her back to the crash.
Yes, her bottom was facing the windshield. She was actually,
yeah, I know what she was doing.
Straddling.
You don't have to give any detail.
Okay, well, just in case the people out there.
Well, picture two people engaged in that act.
Yes.
While they're driving, if somebody's driving, somebody's, you know.
And then, I guess one thing leads to another, and then all of a sudden there's some poor guy that falls asleep.
So the guy died that was driving?
Driving being the word, yes. He's dead.
He's dead. What about the guy that was asleep? Was he killed?
He's fine.
So he's fine and the lady's fine.
Only the guy that was getting it on is dead.
Seems to me the happiest guy in the threesome was the guy that got killed.
Right, that's why it's the old joke.
Yeah,
way to go.
Hey, that is a feel good.
Okay, how do you like that? That's all I got on a Monday. Monday.
I like that.
Hey, the guy that was having sex with the girl, he's dead now.
Boy, we were dancing through the sex minefield in that thing.
Yes, we were. Let's face it. That's tough to do. Phone scan now. And listen, I already see, Joe, don't put these calls through. Like the guy says, the technical term for the Kobe Act. Folks, you got to let us do this on our own.
Yeah. Really?
Okay, please. Otherwise, the FBI.
Them too. They'll be next.
We don't need your jewelry calls.
The FCC. All over us. What do you think Pearl Bailey's thinking about right now?
See, that's why this man is a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
She's dead, of course. But
do
still,
not try this at home.
Phone number 877-365-3636. This is the part of the show we take unscreened calls. Come on. Come on, you morons, you retards. Don't embarrass us in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I have pancakes this weekend.
877-365-3636. That batter can be a mess. Phone scan lies straight ahead. To be getting on the line, to be getting on the air.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Oh, listen, your chance to win $100. All right. Hey. We'll play a game here in a couple of seconds. And the phone scan lies straight ahead. Tomorrow on the show, really a guy who has no business on a crappy show like this. The fantastic Dave Barry.
Dave Barry, one of the funniest men alive.
Yep. Our author, columnist, funny guy, Dave Barry. Also tomorrow...
the musician, I believe.
What?
He's a musician.
Dave. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's in a band with Stephen King.
Part-time, right?
All right, yeah.
And the chubby Diana DeGarmo.
Wonderful.
From American Idol.
Turkey.
All of that is on tomorrow's show. Phone scan right here, right now. 877-365-3636.
And don't forget my concession speech.
Yes. Oh, tomorrow. Yeah. Right. First break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Unless, hello? Are you there? Okay, in there. Unless the Red Sox win and the Yankees lose.
Yeah, that'll every time that happens, it'll be delayed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bueno, Arbusto, fellas.
Hi there, phone scan.
Hey, Don, I got something for you. Mike's kind of related on this, but this weekend, knowing you and trying to find your real father and whatnot.
Whatnot, disqualification.
Oh, as much as I'd like to discuss it with you, my friend. You've said the two words that get you immediately banished from the show.
Yeah, if you're just tuned in, that's the whatnot disqualification.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
My mother is a whore. Let me get that right out of the way.
Okay, but hold on. But now that doesn't give you free reign to say something stupid.
Yeah, we can still eject you if we care to.
I understand. I just, frequently I say things stupidly without trying to, so I just wanted to get it right out of the way.
Like okay. Insurance.
All right.
All right, but I want to be Beth Ann's silent partner.
You want
I'll pay the $400.
Oh, Beth Ann's silent? No, listen. No, about fantasy football? Mm-hmm. No. We've already decided as a group. We decided last week that the league...
Yeah, did we chip in for her yet?
Not yet.
Who's collecting it?
I think Johnny Norman is. And okay. As a matter of fact...
I'm liquid today if anybody's collecting.
Beth Ann was telling me before the show that she's very happy that her team beat Buzz's team this week, right?
No, Bart beat me this week. I beat Beth Ann last week, but Bart trounced me this week.
And I beat Rob this week.
Not yet.
Oh, wait, is there a chance? Do you have a chance tonight? I thought you told me that I was, like, I housed you.
Well, you did, but you could have a big game.
Oh. Hey, hi there.
Hey.
Hey, who are you beating?
I beat John Norman, but it's not over. But what I said was, it was nice to see that Buzz knew how I felt last week when he beat me as badly as Bart beat him yesterday.
Same, gotcha. Same drubbing.
All right, and here is our commissioner of our fantasy league, John Norman. Hi, Johnny.
It's all fun and games until you get beat by the girl.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
So has everybody chipped in for Beth Ann yet?
No.
Ready to. Got it right here. Mike's got his. I've got mine.
Right,
How much is it? How much?
What is it, $20?
$20 each.
$20. There you go. Ann.
Yeah, she wins. Does she have to split the pot with you guys?
No. No, it's our gift to Beth Ann. It's our gift to the reindeer girl. To the girl who lives lives Christmas all the time.
The welfare mom.
All right, then I want to sponsor Alan Lydon's team.
Done and done.
We'd have to move to New York for that. And that's a minor league team now. Thank you for the call, though. And, yes, here she is, everybody. Our welfare producer. Poor girl, lying last week on the radio saying she couldn't afford to pay this exorbitant fee to join us in fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Love you, Don.
Oh,
love you, Mike.
Thank you.
We thank you.
You excited for Monday?
What, football?
XM Radio.
Good call.
Yeah. Hey, guys like you.
Being on shortwave is definitely winning.
Guys like you, you know what you just said?
Instant.
You know what? We give you the last word.
It didn't get out on the radio, but I'll tell you, I'm glad to have your number at area code A number. Anything else you wanted to say?
I like that the best. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
How do you feel now, big man?
It only takes so much of that.
Right. Yeah.
I know you feel the same way.
Amen.
BFD on that topic.
Amen, brother.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm a whore BFD.
You're a whore what?
No, I was actually calling to ask you guys if you had seen that Growing Up Gotti. I saw like 4,000 commercials on that. I wanted to see if you guys heard of that.
Did you start this conversation by saying you're a whore?
Yeah, I thought if I said that, the other guy said his mother's a whore.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you wouldn't script with me.
Well, you got that bad cell phone where your cell phone dropped out right at the moment you said it.
We weren't sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the Gotti show, I don't think... No one watches that.
I watched it once. Right? It was tremendously boring.
Nothing to it. All right. See you, whore.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
whore. Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, she said that's her name. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
No.
What? Who is this?
Gladys. My friend,
Beth. Gladys. Gladys, aren't you on super double secret probation?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
No, you
I see fish.
You had one call left. Before Christmas.
I would like to argue, this is a probation that's perpetuated by Rob's hatred. You know?
And Buzz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see fish.
And you know what?
She's
she would
nothing.
Honor the probation.
You're so maybe, nice, Buzz.
Shush. We would maybe bend it, but it's flagrantly
happy birthday, Don.
Shush. Disregarded. You can't control
Rob,
yourself.
You have a problem with Gladys, don't you?
She takes. Mm-hmm. She's a taker.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I am a giver.
No,
I am
you're a
taker.
Giver. You take energy. You take comedy.
I think we've all gotten cards from her in the past.
Yes.
I know. Don's card's almost late. I'm sorry, Don.
That's all right. Gladys, really, here's the background on this lady.
Oh,
she
the gobbler, as we like to
the gobbler. She lives in Kansas.
The dryness.
She yes, all of the stuff, the retarded children that
yes,
she has who apparently...
The abused retarded children
sometimes pick up the phone and scream.
Wonderful them. Children.
No, what about that one retarded kid you had that day?
He oh, picked Ben. Up... Well, Ben the problem boy. Yeah.
Anyway, this lady Gladys.
Her son Rupert Pupkin.
She's a
hey, no, we got a dog named Rupert.
She's a typical housefrau. She does...
Raising it for food.
She does an incredible job of listening to the show, and
yes.
She loves the show every day.
She's one faithful. Of our longest fans.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, she's so...
Best in small doses.
Do you know what going on? 12 years, guys?
12 years.
12 years.
12
can you believe that?
Wonderful years, Gladys.
It is. It has
like
been for 30. Me.
12 years of probation. 12
not
years.
Right.
12, Gladys, how many years was it until you started calling the show, until we finally started putting you on probation?
I think it's been 3 years now.
Three, yeah, I think some
I
longer
haven't
than
obeyed
that.
Very well.
I think no, you haven't.
Yeah.
It's my only rebellion.
So how's life going, Gladys?
Just great.
I see fish.
What, Gladys?
I'm a substitute teacher now.
Oh, warping the children.
I'm a Peggy.
Nice.
That's nice, Peggy Hill.
Yeah, I'm a Peggy Hill now. So, but I
yeah, but
do saw a great concert this weekend, Don.
Thank you.
And also Valens.
Pardon me?
Frankie Valens came to our small
wait,
town.
Wait, hold on a second. You mean Frankie Valli?
No, Valens.
No, there is a guy, Frankie Valens, who is...
Cried and Lion Sleeps Tonight.
I thought
tonight.
It was Richie Valens.
Yeah, and
No.
She has that right.
Who's Frankie Valens?
A very small time... Oh, maybe I'm not even right about that.
Yeah, he quit
I think
in the 70s.
A member of the Tokens?
I think so.
No. I forgot.
Why are we having this conversation?
Jesus, you know, now I'm...
Rob, it's not
it
me,
always
okay?
goes this,
this
way,
is
Gladys.
Why we have to put her on probation.
It always goes... I was it's fine. I was trying to keep it in my... You know, I was really trying to keep a dull
what
war.
Gladys,
let's speak around Halloween.
Christmas.
Let's speak.
Like
you just call with something. I went to a concert and then nobody knows who you're talking about.
I think I know who
Don
you're talking about.
Everything.
But I think it was like a mid-chart 1950s band.
A call from her is like jumping off a high rise and halfway through it's still going okay, but you know it's going to happen at the
all
end.
Right. Gladys, see you at Halloween.
Yes, see
okay,
ya.
Bye guys. Love bye, you. Bye, love
bye,
Buzz.
Bye, Buzz.
Yeah, I see fish.
Halloween is huge at her house.
There goes the gobbler.
A big pointed
woman.
Hat, wart.
My show. And no need for makeup.
No, just anything to tone down the green.
She likes that Isaac Hayes song.
She likes singing it in her Air Force uniform.
That's right, Fort Potter, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right.
We remember all the bad things about Gladys.
Gobbler. Potter the Gobbler. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going okay.
Hey, Mike, did you see Pedro Martinez's interview this weekend?
You mean the one after the Yankees victory?
Yeah, unlike Don, he found his father.
Yeah, it's like the worst thing you could ever imagine.
I don't get it.
He said the Yankees are my daddy. That's exactly what he said. That's what you want. That's what you want your ace to say. That's what you want your ace to say afterwards.
You said not only daddy, you said they're my daddies.
They're my daddies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Why not just bend over for them?
Absolutely.
Hold on. Frankie Valens, V-A-L-E-N-S,
okay.
Singing pop legend from the 60s and 70s with over 10 top 10 records.
Do you know any of them?
Nope, but I knew the name.
Okay, yeah,
Frankie Valens, before my day, but I knew the name. Hello, Don and Mike. There's another one for the gobbler.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How about that Gladys Kravitz?
Yeah, how about her? Lovely about her? Woman.
Isn't that something?
What?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Right. That's really something.
Hey, you have a dry sense of humor, just like Gladys. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Put them in your mouth. Put them in your mouth.
Okay, now stop it. Stop it, everybody. Don and Mike, hello.
Don's a selfish baby. Don's a selfish baby. Don's a selfish baby.
I don't disagree, but why?
No, where?
Alan, then he hangs
never
up.
Know.
Oh, now listen, please. At least Alan, call. Just identify yourself.
He went away before you could take the basketball and bounce it up against his chest and go, you going to cry? You going to cry?
Is Alan spelled V-A-L-E-N-S?
Or with a Z?
Because there's no Frankie Valens that has ever charted a record on the Hot 100.
For goodness sakes. I just threw away the thing. I don't know what happened.
Well, I will say that dry woman was lying.
Let it go, Rob.
No, never.
Robbie, I don't think so, and I don't know what I did with the paper.
There's no such person.
Yes, there is.
Well, 10 top 10 hits?
Yes, there is. And Mike, that was me just guesstimating.
Oh.
In Haiti?
Hold on. Who is on the inside line? Hello?
Hey, it's spelled V-A-L-E-N-S.
Uh-huh.
He's singing pop legend from the 60s and 70s.
No, he's not.
That's what it says.
No, he's a liar.
All right,
his
bye.
Okay, bye.
So he's not in your book?
No.
I've heard the name, though, and I've heard... I
think it's a craftily created name that tests well, like Frankie Valli or Richie Valens.
I think you're just all wrapped up because it's Gladys Kravitz.
Yeah, I hate her.
I'm with Rob on this one. I don't have any proof that this Frankie Valens even exists.
I've heard the name. That's all I'll say.
But
I've heard it.
You know everything. Especially if it's the 60s and 70s
but
and
it's not,
charted, you know what he has.
But it's like 50s. It's before 60s and 70s.
Well, who wrote down 60s and 70s?
That was on some dumb press release they brought in and gave me. Hello? Hello?
I'm so confused.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
That's the Gladys factor, man.
It is. She's done it.
Hi, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, Don, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How sure are you on your pick last week of Washington getting beat by 14 points tonight?
Listen, I'm not going to make a bet with you because I'm just such a big freaking winner. However, I'll tell you this. Who told you that Green Bay was going to lose by 14?
I didn't hear that part last week.
You didn't hear that part of the picks? Who told you that Oakland was going to demolish Tampa Bay? And
who's the big winner in the casino tonight? Mikey's the big winner.
All right. Well, all I know is that I have a card going, and I took your advice. That's the only game I have to win tonight for five bills. So
I wouldn't worry about it. I got the Cowboys. I got the Cowboys defense tonight in my fantasy league.
Okay, and I'm getting 3.5 points with the Cowboys, which isn't a bad deal.
Now you're a big winner. Don't worry about it.
Well, thanks.
You know, is there any word as to whether Brunel is starting or not?
Oh, it's Brunel.
It's going to be Brunel.
It is Brunel.
All right.
To be followed by Patrick Retard.
Ramsey, like after the first quarter, or maybe after the first series.
After the first play. Last night, I don't know how many of you like me.
We should be a little more pro-Redskin, being that we're here in Washington.
Oh, and we love Joe Gibbs.
Yes.
It's just I don't think they have a chance of winning tonight.
Really?
I don't think so. Dallas is going to shut him down. I could be wrong. It's never happened before, but it could happen this time. Last night, I was telling Mike and the boys in the office, there was that game, the Miami-Pittsburgh game,
mm-hmm.
that was delayed until 8:30 last night because of the hurricane.
Right.
Last night, while they were playing the game, it was on the same time as the Oakland-Tampa Bay game
right.
on DirecTV. There was so much rain and wind in Miami that it's one of those stadiums that's got half baseball, half football.
Mm-hmm.
In the infield part, the water started to collect, and they actually had a pond.
Mm-hmm.
So as the Dolphins were moving from left to right on your radio dial,
mm-hmm. right,
when the players would line up to snap the ball, you couldn't see their feet
because the water came up to their ankles.
Now, that to me is fun viewing right there.
And when the center, they would go for a tight shot of the center about to snap the ball. You know, they go real tight and you can normally see the writing on the ball?
Yeah, sure.
All you could see with the, was the guy's knuckles. The ball
was underwater.
Was underwater.
That's great.
And they let him play the game like
that. Well, of course, that's football.
Yeah, and then at halftime,
you play in any elements.
Then at halftime, they came out with sand and covered the entire baseball infield with sand
to soak up the water.
Soak up the water. And
I don't know, guys. I think it's too much water for the fans to be out here.
How you doing, Nancy?
It's a little tough. Guys, my radio buddies, Don and Mike, I'm really concerned about playing with this much rain. You know, that rainwater, we don't want a player to drown out there.
What was it the man said last year? I remember.
The cold one.
It was the playoff
game. He didn't think the game should be played in the cold.
The playoff game in New England. Guys.
I really think this is a bad idea, guys.
It's dangerously cold.
A lot of exposure. You play a night game under those conditions. We should really move it to noon or 1.
I don't know what the NFL is thinking, and I sure don't want to see him playing that 4 inches of water.
No blood on my hands. I've never heard of Frankie Valens.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Buffalo, New York here, Colin. Buffalo is horrible this year. What's going on, man?
The Buffalo Bills do not have a good team.
Listen, here's my instant analysis of your team as well. I try to follow all the teams, but of course the teams with the markets that we're in. Here's the problem with Buffalo. I don't think Drew Bledsoe sucks. I think what happened, you got Travis Henry and Willis McGahee. You've got two great running backs. How come those guys aren't running like for 100 yards a game?
I don't know. Our line has been horrible for 10 years.
That's the and the other problem, and I don't want to piss off anyone in Buffalo,
no.
But really, the uniforms are like, they really, I mean, we have that song, Let's Get Retarded in here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Buffalo uniform?
I have not.
They have, they've got like, they're weird. They're not really quite red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
They're and the shoulders are one color,
right.
and the sides are another color, and they're like it's blocks of color,
and they're all mesh.
Polka dot, aren't they all mesh?
And they have holes for the nipples, and for whatever reason, the pants have the buttocks exposed,
and that's wonderful. They're really not football pants as much as chaps.
That's what the Buffalo Bills chaps.
They're delightful. Well, you know, it's the cowboy theme.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
My boss was so nice because we listen to Phone Scan every day that she let us come in an hour early and leave an hour early just so we can hear your show.
Oh, well, that's great. Where is this place where you have such an understanding boss?
Johns Hopkins University.
Amen.
That's terrific.
That's right. A wonderful institution.
Gotcha. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later.
One of my daughters born at that hospital, Johns Hopkins.
Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don Mike.
Yes, hi. And I have my last soul transplant there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. When you drive that first one up.
Oh, that was my third soul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, see, it was the one that you had while you were working with me. Your first soul transplant.
I didn't actually have to give up a soul until I started working with you.
And, of course, in the 70s, before we started working together, that was the name of your album. Soul Transplant.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I wanted to know if Cameron is going to put the last 2 minutes of the Redskins game into delay again to run extra commercials.
This is an inside question, but I bet it happens in a lot of towns that have NFL teams. I'm really not sure what's going on here with the fact with the...
It wasn't for commercials, sir. It was because we were gearing up for talk programming, and when they have calls, they get real nervous not having
to
play.
This is too confusing to even discuss on the air.
I've never seen it happen before.
Have you ever heard of Frankie Valens?
The problem is this. A lot of times if you're watching the game on TV and listening to the coverage on our radio station, the two don't jive up.
Right.
It's like either the play on TV happens 5 seconds before you hear it, or vice versa.
Right, you can go either way.
And a lot of it depends on what you're watching. If you're watching on DirecTV, you're already getting it like on a half-second delay.
Yeah, the TV is way ahead of it. That's why I was listening to one of the radio casts, and one of the offensive linemen was Joe Jacoby.
Hello, John Mike Show.
You might want to have that checked.
Okay.
I have an old radio.
And, like, it's almost Halloween, which means that Joe Jacoby could be... What was that commercial he used to do? Frankenstein?
Frankenstein.
Come on, you can do it.
Frankenstein. We will not be undersold.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm in Frank Herzog.
You'll be Frank Herzog.
Don't we all? Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what can we do for you?
Hey, man, happy belated birthday to you, Don, man. You're great. You guys are so great. I love calling you guys on the phone cam and just jive with y'all daily, man. You guys are great.
We like jiving with you, too, as well, you jive turkey.
Yeah. Where is he calling from? Frankie Valens headquarters.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Area code 316. That's Wichita, right, Buzz?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, Wichita was very lucky to get Frankie Valens since that's where he lives.
Oh, did you do a web search?
I just checked his biography.
And I'd like to point out not one phone call.
No one knows who
claiming
he is.
A hit record of Frankie Valens.
I think.
They're all
and
covers.
I've not seen anything. I've heard the name, though. I've heard the name.
Well, that's good.
Or is it just familiar because he actually stole the pop names of two other singers?
Richie Valens and Frankie Valli.
Maybe you remember his band, which was Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
That I remember.
Hello.
Relax,
yeah.
Rob.
Don't do it.
Frankie Valens and the Four Seasons.
No, that's Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons.
Oh, now, see?
You know who I liked was Frank Stallone of the Four Seasons.
Oh, that was, I loved his music.
Frank Stallone.
Frank
Hello,
Stallone.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike and Buzz.
Heidi.
Oh,
howdy.
Don't let me forget the beautiful races. Rob, I miss your finger so much.
Oh, would you stop? That's a Rob's finger guy. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Running out of time here. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going, man?
Going great.
Hey, Don, can your wife, Frida, attest to this hygiene tip that cucumber juice is good for the eyes?
I'm just not even going to answer that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, am I the last caller?
You would have been if you didn't ask.
Oh, okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Now
Hi.
You know.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This
yeah.
is you.
Hey, here's your last caller. Yeah, it's you. Hi.
Don, man, we were cracking up listening to Al Green. Only we could picture is Otter on Animal House.
Oh, thank you. That's very flattering. Thank you, sir.
Otis,
my man.
Although, picture a more handsome man, someone like Jim Belushi or one of those stars of Still Standing.
Sure.
Something like that. Listen, you're a winner. You're the last. Are you still there?
He's gone.
He wants no credit.
The wind.
Guy hung up.
Wasn't greedy like that other guy.
No.
All right, no winner. However, we do have a chance for you to win $100 right now.
Ooh. Very good.
Right now, we're going to play a brand new game, which, of course, is just a former game that we've... Anyway, listen.
You'll love it.
The game is called Breaking News.
Mm-hmm.
Call us at 877-365-3636. Breaking News.
Breaking News.
What can you break that will amuse us?
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to tell you how to do this bit, but I want to say if you've got like 25 plates and you broke 25 plates in a row, we might get a winner right away.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a subjective contest. Whatever we are amused by,
yes,
you will win $100.
And this is not like when you had to put stuff in the dryer or when you had to blow up your telephone.
This might be something you've had around the house that you want to break anyway.
It's called Breaking News. And again, the more you break...
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume,
break. The more you break, the more you win.
It's all about the sound.
Break the bank. $100 in cash, that's our prize.
The more you break, the more you take.
So the game is Breaking News.
Breaking News.
And who knows, it could be something that lasts 10 minutes. It
right.
could last 30 seconds. The first call could be the call where we go, oh,
yeah,
this is it, forget about it.
And here's a little hint, whatever you break, better make a good noise.
877. Yeah, don't call.
I broke a pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
bad radio.
I broke a pillow.
When that happens.
I broke.
I want to break my blanket.
Not good listening.
Yeah, that's too good. I broke my pillow. 877-365-3636. Now, breaking news. We'll give away $100. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll take care of it right away. Yes, ma'am. Bye. Miss Peterson's fluff is on the roof again.
This is a time for pussycats with a killer on the loose.
Well, Fluffy's got kittens, and you know how you feel seeing your mother on the roof.
They always play the tard card. Don and Mike.
Right, right. A little truncated today. We'll have time for Buzz's news and comments before we get to Monday Night Football. And then, let's see, breaking news.
got that sound
of the new game.
Now, here we go. And we're really going to pick the first one that we really like.
Yes.
And that person will win $100 American.
Breaking news. Simply break something that will amuse us.
All right.
Now I see up on the list with some of the people calling from across America. We have CDs. I don't see how you get a great reaction with CDs.
No, not thick enough.
The guy who says computer. Now keep in mind, Mike, we will need your crap detector on this.
Absolutely. Always.
Computer.
I want to say this looks good.
Light bulbs, always good.
Light bulbs, wonderful.
Bottles of beer. DVD players. Pacemaker. Let's start with a pacemaker.
Hey, a pacemaker.
Hello, Bob. Bob?
It's Mike, yeah. I'm here.
Hi. Bob, is that your name?
Yes, it is my name.
And Bob, welcome to Breaking News. You'll be breaking... Now, I hope it's not your pacemaker.
No, it's actually a spare pacemaker that I have. I have one that's, that keeps my heart going with the arrhythmia that I have. And then I've got...
Slow down, Bob. I have to ask you. I'll get right to it. If you're breaking your spare... What are you going to do if your original one quits on you and you're in...
Why do you always have to ask questions like this?
You know why, Don? Because
I'll go get another spare.
I'm curious. You're going to go get another spare.
Yes.
You know, $100 is $100.
That's true.
You can put a price on life.
No, you can't.
He can. Bob
can. The only thing I worry about is dying.
Oh, Bob.
Bob worries about the same thing.
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Why? Why are you, breaking your backup base?
That hurt.
It's my backup. I've got a primary and I've got a backup.
You've got a primary and a backup. And I hope this could be really interesting because you're going to be destroying your backup pacemaker and exerting yourself at the same time.
All right, well, go ahead.
This could be great radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, Bob. We're ready to start breaking news.
Okay.
How are you breaking it?
I'm going to smash it.
With a hammer?
I don't have it.
Oh, no.
To me right now, but I'll do it.
Right, hold on, wait a second. We gotta turn off the MC Hammer thing first. That's the OCC show.
That's click, click, click.
That's the OCC part of this show. That would be the one obsessive compulsive element of this broadcast.
What?
Is Rob's
Yeah, that's
thing.
The only one.
The alarm.
Okay,
hold
go.
The paper bag.
Go.
Are you ready?
Yes, I was born ready, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
Thank you, Bob.
You're a big loser, Bob.
Hope you have a heart attack.
Go run laps.
Dramatic.
I'm on the Don and Mike show. It's called Breaking News.
Let's go to Greg in Reno. Hi, Greg. Yes, you are. Hi, Greg.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy. So, I hear... Who are you talking to?
I was talking to my helper.
Talking to your who?
His assistant.
My helper.
Oh, your helper.
Yeah, my helper.
Okay, the segment is called Breaking News.
What are you going to break, Greg?
Well, I'm tiling a showroom in Reno up here, and I'm in a warehouse filled with tile.
Tile? What kind of tile?
Ceramic tile.
Oh, that makes a nice shattering sound.
That's interesting. Now, you're going to destroy this in the warehouse?
Well, I'm back here right now. They're all up front, and I'm in the back.
Uh-huh. All right, well, go ahead. Give it a try, and then we'll see if it's any good.
So I'm picking up some tile here, and let's see if they scream.
Now I hear the people.
You know what would be good, sir?
What?
Can you put the phone on the ground where you're dropping the tile?
Yeah, do that.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
I'm busting the tile. For the hell of it, I'm pissed.
It's bringing him great joy.
Alright.
How about a little more?
Alright, well, you want the phone back down? Now they're
all... Put the phone in. Just go nuts. Go nuts.
You want the phone on the ground?
Yeah, on the ground and go nuts. Break as much as you can.
Come on, breaking news.
Ah, damn.
You know what? I'm going to disqualify him because there was not enough continuity to that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, that's fine.
More laughter than sound effects.
I'm glad he was having a good time.
He was, right?
But that wasn't, and Mike, because we had to keep asking over and over.
Yeah, put it down, break some more.
That takes away of the essence.
Yeah.
It breaks news.
Good disqualification, Don.
Here is Zach. Zach.
All right, I got a question on how you all want this done.
Yes, sir.
You want them broken one at a time or all at once?
What is it you'll be breaking on breaking news?
25 or 30 light bulbs.
Oh, one at a time.
I would say one at a time as fast as possible.
Sort of, you know, like cascading, like, sort of.
Again,
you want them done with a hammer?
I turned off the alarm.
The alarm don't work for you.
I would suggest starting one at a time.
You're funny.
You turn off the alarm when it's convenient for you.
Because he just put the tapes away.
You do that convenient.
That's why.
That's a violation. Go over there. Get your ass over there and put the alarm in the machine. God damn it, that's not fair.
Welcome to the world of Rob.
That is a total injustice.
You're right.
And play your little click sound after that. I gotta endure.
Nobody gets a pass on the hammer alarm.
Now he's put them all away. And he's sweating now. Hold on. I'm sorry, sir.
Hang on.
He can't find where he put the thing.
There it is.
There it is. Right there.
There. How's it feel, smart guy?
Always
put the click tape in.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Okay, there you go.
Click.
That's great. Anyway, that would be 25 or 30 light bulbs.
Now, Rob, you were going to say you want him to do it all at once?
I was going to suggest starting off one, two, then increasing.
Okay.
To where you're doing several at a time.
Okay. All right.
I would like 25 separate ones. But
you wouldn't? Okay, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever floats your boat, Zach.
But again, I suggest putting the phone on the ground or wherever they're going to be broken.
Whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
All right,
here we go. Best.
Breaking news. Let it go.
Okay.
P.U.
No, lousy. And now you're going to hang up on him. Well,
he's taking care of he's really breaking 25. That'll
y'all
be funny.
You hear that, right?
Oh, yeah. We hear. Keep going.
Break them all. It's just...
Don't they pop?
Yeah, they're not light bulbs.
Well, I think we should grill them on that.
I believe they're light bulbs.
They sure don't sound like it.
They should pop.
And I changed light bulbs today in one of my bathrooms. I've got one of those mirrors that has the bulbs all along the top.
You put in black lights?
like in Showgirls?
Yeah.
Is that what you have?
I do, in all my bathrooms. I do. I mean, that's the way the bathrooms are done. And I was dropping them in the trash, and they were all doing that. Pop, pop,
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, they all pop.
Right.
This doesn't... Now, I'm just hanging up on this guy. Hold on. We got to get a winner.
Not spectacular.
Hello, Billy. Don and Mike show. Billy?
Hey, how are you?
Billy, what will you break on breaking news?
I have a case of beer.
Okay, now, will it, again, this is like the light bulb. Will it be single or all 24 or 48 cans at once or bottles at once?
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask one at a time, or would you like them all at once?
What brand?
Coors Light.
Coors Light in bottles?
In bottles.
How many bottles are in a case?
24.
I think you ought to do it all at once.
I agree. Put the phone down on the floor.
Stand up on a chair and, like, shake all the bottles out.
Okay. I can do that right now.
All right.
Put the phone down right now.
All right. Put the phone down on the floor.
Very good.
Right now.
We could have a
okay.
Winner.
Here we go.
And...
Did you hear that?
That sucked.
Yeah,
that
we heard
terrible. That sucked. Hold on. Now, how the hell are we going to hear this? TV out a window. Mike in New York. Mike, where you calling from? Rochester or Buffalo?
Rochester, New York.
Rochester,
buddy.
WHTK, buddy. Okay. You're really going to throw a TV out a window?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Do you have this? All right. Is this the second story window?
Second story will be in the driveway right next to my new truck.
The game is breaking news.
And I can't find my keys, so I can't move my truck.
I think we ought to try it from his vantage point to hear it.
All right, go ahead.
It might be okay.
All right.
You want to put the phone on the ground in the driveway, then go up and drop it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
But you know what? But your phone should be far enough away where it doesn't overwhelm the phone.
If he's only on a second story, he should be able to hold the phone out. And if it's how big is the TV?
It's like a 12-inch portable.
We should be able to hear it. All right, then just
what
go
a
ahead.
Disappointment.
Go ahead. What do you think it'd be like a 40?
Yeah.
The guy's gonna push a big screen out a window for $100.
No, like a 28-inch, you know.
Mike, want to take it upstairs or leave it in the drive?
Just go ahead and do it.
We're running late on time here.
All right, I'm gonna run upstairs. Here we go.
Open the creaky door. It's the best sound effect we've had. Are you still with us?
Man, come on.
upstairs.
You got the TV?
Got the TV in the bedroom already.
All right. And you're dropping it, and is it a paved driveway?
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
All right, good.
Now, okay. After you drop it, make sure you shove the phone out so we can hear it
land. Okay, I got the phone out the window. I got the TV out the window.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right. Breaking news.
1, 2, 3, go.
That was it.
That was it?
You know,
that was great.
Usually, when I count 1, 2, 3, you don't throw it on one.
Hold on. Here is Tony. Hello, Tony. Welcome to Breaking News.
What's up? Here we go, man.
What are you going to break?
I got a toolbox full of tools. I got a sledgehammer and an axe. I bought a new toolbox, but I'll leave the tools in the box while I destroy it.
All right. Okay, go ahead. This has got some potential.
But unlike...
Well, I got the phone moved a little bit. Hold on.
Got the what?
Who knows what?
I tell you what, I know what I like when I hear it.
Yeah.
I know good radio when I hear it.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
Let me switch to the sledgehammer now.
Yeah, go to a sledgehammer.
Oh, okay. You do that, you might be able to cement $100.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
Welcome to Breaking News.
Oh,
okay. Oh, no.
Lost him. May have hit the phone.
We lost him. He was so good.
He'll call back.
The impact crater.
Now let's review. Because we'll do this game again when we have time. We got a break for Buzz now. We had the guy with light bulbs. That didn't work.
That didn't work at all.
The guy with the case of beer.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
Of course, that didn't work at all.
The 12-inch television did not work.
Well, he threw it out the window on one.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Well, Mike, haven't you ever heard that, though, like in a movie? Or they say, okay, ready to go on three. One, go!
Yeah, that's right. Well, it works in duels.
You're a funny man. So out of all of that, that guy's our winner today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough. The guy that had a toolbox and an axe.
Joe will be able to recognize his voice. He's very recognizable.
And a sledgehammer.
Right? Sledgehammer won it for him.
Yeah, and I see on the line now, you know, we'll bring this game back in a couple of weeks because we have computers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, it's too bad. Let me just check with this guy, Greg. Hey, Greg, when it says on the screen, Greg in Pennsylvania, that you have booze, are we talking about empty liquor bottles?
No, we're talking like an almost full bottle of Southern Comfort, a half full bottle of Absolute Mandarin, a full bottle of Merlot.
Just I hung up on you. I will not stand for that. That is a waste.
That's criminal is what that is.
Yeah. That's right.
Can I play next time? Because I have a good idea. I was going to call in with my wife's arm.
In a world where owning a radio was...
I love Buzz's reaction when he's saying
one man
like that.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
Just the arm?
He made it up.
Yeah, right, coming from the guy who pushed his wife. A ladder. Bro.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm shocked. Just the arm.
Well, thank you, everybody. That was a good debut of Breaking News.
I like that.
Well, bring it back when we have, you know, enough time to devote to it.
And it's too bad the guy hit his phone with a sledgehammer.
I'm sure he'll call.
Yeah, on a good phone.
That was a good sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buzz, here we go. We're truncated for Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. We can write the news and comments. What's your lead story to D?
Today, a Homeland Insecurity update. Cat Stevens was deported because of a spelling error.
He's being followed by a moon shadow.
Moon shadow.
Yep.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional, brother.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello?
I can't
forget it. I'm halfway home. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for news and comments. Brought to you by Viramax. Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax. Sorry.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor Develops. Clinically tested, patented Viramax. Get it at retailers nationwide. Triple A Trivemax. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
Now,
love that song.
Yeah. Here's Buzz with the news.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Time Magazine says the singer once known as Cat Stevens was kicked out of the U.S. last week because of a spelling error. The Time Magazine says U.S. officials confused the singer with a man who has a similar name. Now known as Yusuf Islam, the singer and all the other passengers on his flight from London were diverted from New York to Bangor, Maine, and the singer was then detained for several hours before being flown back to England where he lives. The government's never explained why. Now Time Magazine has.
What's up, guys?
Islam was philosophical to reporters, saying people make mistakes, but
yep.
Then he called his lawyer and now plans to sue the United
you
States.
You know what concerns me?
Nope.
You know, I believe...
Hold on, what, Cat? What's up, guys?
Excuse me. Yeah. I believe in the better safe than sorry thing, but you know what worries me?
What's
if
that?
They're making these kind of mistakes for the people that shouldn't be detained, does this mean they're going to also let the creeps in that are really going to do something bad?
Makes you wonder. Doesn't it?
It sure as hell does.
And there's been no comment yet from Jordan Lightfoot. The FBI.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, well, someone ought to tell the government that.
Jordan Lightfoot.
And, of course, that great Canadian songstress, yeah. Jan Murray.
Hold on.
Singer
hold on.
Name confusion. Spelling error.
Too funny for me. I
and then
get
you
it.
Didn't hear my
guess. I got it. Ann Murray, Jan
Murray.
I got you. Okay.
Who's also a comedian.
Just trying to catch up.
Yeah, but they're all on the border.
Yeah.
They're all up there.
Waiting. Since you asked, Mike, this just in, the FBI, it's just been reported, has a huge backlog of intercepted communications between alleged terrorists because the government doesn't have enough translators. We have the messages they're sending to each other. We just don't know what the messages say. A Justice Department audit from July says more than 123,000 hours of audio still haven't been reviewed yet. We hope to get to it soon as we get the translators.
And as someone who flew this weekend through a major airport,
yeah,
let me just say, habla español?
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. I think a lot of the problem...
Habla Farsi?
Hold on, who's on the hotline? Hello? This is Don.
And this is Mike. How are you, Westwood?
Great news about Rosie O'Donnell. You're on the air, Westwood One.
Great to hear from you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
I meant to talk to the cohort studio producer.
This would be someone from our network.
This is someone from the network, and we're on the air right now.
Hi, network.
We're going to try to turn you over to the studio.
That would be great.
We'll notify you if there's any problem.
I've recorded it also.
Hold, please, for Beth Ann McBride.
Would you like to say anything funny to our listening audience?
Probably not.
Have you ever heard of Frankie Valens?
Rob!
God, let it go.
Stop it. Hold on, please. I bet, are you calling to tell us that you've just signed 35 new affiliates for the Don and Mike show?
I'm calling to find out where to put your show on the air because we also have the Redskins tonight.
All right, hold on, Westwood guy. Hold on a second. Okay.
Still doing
with
the show.
With 11 minutes left in the business day, it's time to start thinking about that.
Yeah, man, there you go. You got the line. I'm sorry, Buzz.
No, that's quite all right. A government report I was telling you about says the FBI has actually started intercepting more messages between alleged terrorists in languages like Arabic, Farsi, Urdu, and Pashto. Since the 9/11 attacks, we've gotten more messages. We've intercepted more. But the FBI does not have enough linguists to keep up.
Also, here's, and I hope they find some cunning linguists.
I'm sure they will.
The problem at the airport is they should have a sign up that says before you get to the part where you've got the plastic things that you put on the
security check,
the moving thing that goes through the X-ray.
Oh yeah, the bins. Yeah,
they should tell you. Listen. Take off your watch, take off your belt, take off your shoes, put your cell phone. Because what you've got is, like any airport, anywhere you travel, you've got a guy that's got like the turquoise jewelry on, and he's got the big George Michael belt buckle.
Yes.
And he goes through and he goes, beep, 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 beep. And then he has to walk backwards, back where everybody else is.
Close up the
and
line.
Then they have to tell him, you know.
Okay, yeah, and please. If you're a first-time traveler and you haven't been through that procedure, you don't know that. I mean, you and I have our shoes off when we get out of the car.
It just slows everything down, and then there's, of course, you know, that old problem, the communications with someone where you think, excuse me, where's the... Once you get done with the security, I said to the guy,
I have to get to the G gate. It's the new part of the airport. Uh-huh. Do you know where I can get to the G gate? Now, this is a guy who is screening for explosives and bombs.
Security.
And seriously, the guy says, I don't know.
Yeah, welcome to Dulles Airport.
I'm not really sure what language he was speaking.
It was just a little temporary thing where they brought some actors in to play the roles
they
of the security
good.
Personnel. While the other people that ran the limousine service and the security were all over in the Middle East taking a vacation. Then they brought them all back and gave them all their jobs back.
Anyway, it was surreal.
Wait, you've pointed out an important problem. The problem with those long lines at the airport, however, not the waiting. The problem is the fact that we have a tightly jammed group of people together making an excellent target for terrorists. That's right, the security line is now considered a security threat. A new report on LAX from the RAND Corporation recommends that the airlines and the feds spend another $4 million a year there to add sky caps, ticket agents, and screeners to speed people through the lines and into the secure area. Quoting one engineer, we think this should happen right away.
You know, Buzz, hold on.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That's
right.
Yeah. That's so smart.
Yeah, and I hope they act on this.
The report also wants checkpoints at airport entrances to keep out the car bombs, something else we haven't done yet.
And then let me just say...
I'm not going to be partisan here, but I just want to say one thing. Regardless of any... This is kind of the reason I think, regardless of where you're going,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's time for just a little thing. Maybe it's time to shake things up.
Because
I really think you got the same people that have been doing this for a while, and it's not being done effectively. Everybody knows this. Get somebody in to shake it up and put some new people in. Maybe some of the ideas, but you know what?
It probably won't. Say, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I flew from Dulles, mm-hmm. from Washington, right. to the fourth, fifth, sixth biggest city in this country,
mm-hmm.
to Greenville, South Carolina, which
right.
is podunk USA.
Right.
I mean to tell you, when I was coming back from seeing my son, you can bet your ass in Greenville, South Carolina, son, they all spoke American,
kind of.
And there was no problem with them saying to all the gentlemen and ladies in line that you will have to take off just about everything, including your hearing aid, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was an awful lot of that going on.
Well, it depends on the region. I think at all major cities you're going to have the similar things in security. It's just... disconcerting.
But here's
it sure is. I don't like to label people. I really don't like to.
I love to.
I know you do.
I live to label.
You know what? It's just a little disconcerting to see, you know, to see the veil when you're going through security.
However, I'll say this about Greenville, because I went from a big airport to a small one.
Uh-huh.
Once you got through their screening in Greenville, which I thought was better than it was at Dulles International.
And at the Portland Jetport in Portland, Maine, same thing.
Let me just say this, though. Once you get past the screening, at least in Greenville, if you want to open a door and just walk out onto the runways or walk onto an airplane...
Mm-hmm.
Feel free,
wow.
because the way you get to your plane is through an open door where you walk downstairs.
Yeah, well, that's like small airports.
Yeah, but there were...
But
big...
you've been screened. You couldn't do that by... If you were on the other side, I bet you couldn't get through there.
You know, I bet you could.
Really?
I was looking at it because here's the only thing that's keeping people from... that's keeping the people in the different
areas... You're saying that once you got through security... You could just open a door and walk in there, which you probably could do.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that area, believe it or not, is even in the rural airports, probably was, you know, you'd have to really search to find a secured area.
See, I don't know how secure, because the only thing that was really keeping people away from where they should have been was, I don't want to call it a velvet rope, because it's not, but you know those plastic things that they have that they go up,
the straps?
Yeah, the straps, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all they had.
Right.
It was like one lane was people that were leaving to go to the planes.
Mm-hmm.
The other lane was people that have already been that had arrived. It seemed to me that you could just jump underneath one of those little straps and go the opposite way. Never mind.
We have work to do in that area,
no doubt. Yeah, we do.
Well, after that killer tire fiasco of a couple of years ago, everyone agreed, let us never let this happen again.
And can I just say one other thing?
Sure.
I don't care how much I'm paying for a fare, and I didn't go with a big costly airline. I went with a no-frills airline.
Right, right.
For God's sakes, give me a whole can
of
Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
and don't make me feel like I'm Ebenezer Scrooge when I say to the waitress, "Can I please?" And I said, "Please have an entire can." And you know what she said to me? And the airline was it was United, but it was farmed out to
right.
some, like, it started with an M, it looked like militia airline.
It wasn't.
But she said to me, we only have three cans for the flight.
Wow. Sure.
So she said, if more than six people want to have a Diet Coke,
yeah, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
So
they're in bad shape financially.
So just give me a can of pop.
Yeah, I've gotten in the habit of when they come by and say, yeah, would you like something to drink? I say, yes, I'd like a can of Pepsi, please, for example. And that's a smooth way you slide that in there. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the whole can without having to go back and ask her, can I have the rest of it?
Well, I asked the girl, and she said no.
Yeah.
You are the huckster.
I am smooth, if nothing else.
you really are. You're Harry Anderson.
After that.
No, Buzz, you are totally smooth. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you're really one smooth guy.
Yeah, that's what also gets in the whole can.
speaking of which, did you know
what?
I was watching part of those DVDs that you got me for my birthday?
Yeah.
Did you know
it? I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what's on it. I just know it's a very popular disc right now.
Balsam shaving, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Balsam shaving of a man being shaved.
Oh, well, just skip that part. I didn't know that was
Harry Anderson?
What?
Is the man Harry Anderson?
Not anymore.
Hey, I never throw out a straight line.
Man, you're hot today. After that killer tire fiasco of a couple of years ago, everyone agreed, let us never let this happen again. Here's your update. The government's auto safety agency has postponed making public which vehicle tires are linked to the most deaths and injuries. They've delayed. They have the results. They're not putting them out yet. The government can't release the report, they say, because the government's being sued by the tire makers who'd rather you didn't see that list. Congress set up the defect warning system after millions of deadly Firestone tires were recalled a couple of years ago.
Hello, this is Jack NASA.
I'll remember
that
the name?
Guy from Ford.
Yeah.
I've come back yesterday. I'm running Ford, a great American company, but I get the exit.
Jacques Nasser. Jock.
Let this information never again be withheld, they said. Well, it's being withheld again, but this time because of a lawsuit by a group representing Bridgestone, Goodyear, and Continental, and this lawsuit could take years to settle.
Buzz, what were the names of those companies consumers might want to be aware of?
Going back over the list, Mike, the companies fighting the release of the safety information would be Continental, Bridgestone, and Goodyear.
It would seem to me, now I'm a dumb man, but it would seem to me, even a dumb man like myself, that the companies that didn't want this information out might be the companies that have the tires that could explode if you happen to drive over a jelly bean.
Well, now everybody knows.
You're jumping to conclusions there, I think.
I have to imagine that our safety is their utmost concern.
Yeah. Well, all I know is I actually went to the tire store this morning. I was up bright and early, went to the tire store, and got four brand new tires for my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes with Dishelin.
They're not in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to know.
Yeah.
Did you get the bobblehead? No, have you seen the ads for the Michelin Man bobblehead?
No, I didn't get the bobblehead.
Cool.
We got to go back and get
you
that.
If you bought four tires,
I did.
You should get four bobbleheads.
Yeah.
One tire per bobblehead? That's a lot. That's good.
I want a bobblehead.
I'm not sure that that's the ratio, but I would imagine if you go in and you said, I'm really a fan of the bobblehead.
I'd love a bobblehead.
Now, is it the Michelin Man or is it Rosie O'Donnell? Or can you tell?
The tires are fine. They can't vouch for the safety of the bobblehead doll, however.
Okay.
Fox News has not yet declared Florida for Bush, but kindly old former President Jimmy Carter says the upcoming election in that state already looks hinky. And that's our story when we come back from the break.
Aha!
I'm not a smart man. But I'll tell you this. Where were those tire companies again, Buzz?
Continental, Bridgestone, and Goodyear.
Yeah, they're no good.
No!
I just figured that out.
Watch out.
Yeah, I have just figured that out. Part.
Could be a sponsor.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends?
Bye, VA. Ran out of time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Daddy Eddie.
Oh, good. Heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
Good heavens, no.
Victor Pros with Rich Eisen, Friday. Talking football with Rich. Brought to you by Tower Records, Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of movies and music. The music and movies you love. Tomorrow on the show, Dave Barry,
thinking man's comedian, yeah, writer type guy right there.
And I believe a native Floridian.
Mm-hmm. From American Idol, Diana DeGarmo, and Buzz. Yeah. Great news for you, Buzz.
What's up?
Remember the thing we did last week, the segment, the Buzz story?
Yes.
The Buzz story about the town in Utah?
Yes. Big Water.
Big Water, Utah. Uh-huh.
Well, apparently, the fact that you did the interview, yeah, on this national radio show, uh-huh, has caused an uproar.
Really?
Not a bad uproar.
Oh, that's good.
The citizens of this town in Utah, where they... someone's got to refresh my memory.
Citizens, they allow polygamy.
You can have as many wives as you want.
They have, to a certain extent, decriminalized the possession of marijuana.
And the mayor is a homo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway, what is it that they want, that they're upset about,
they're
Rob?
They're very upset because they say the whole town's conservative and they want to answer back.
Huh.
So tomorrow, oh, it'll be point counterpoint.
Excellent.
With them calling with the other side.
So you're saying tomorrow I'll hear the reasons I don't want to move to Big Water, Utah.
There, that's right, gotcha. Buzz. That's right.
I look forward to that.
And now here's more news and comment, and we're truncated today for Monday Night Football.
And here we go. Former President Jimmy Carter is saying that the upcoming election in Florida already looks like trouble. Carter says the voting system in Florida does not even meet basic international requirements required of other countries. Carter says more irregularities, such as we saw in the last Florida presidential vote, quote, seem likely. Carter, who watchdogs elections around the world for the U.S. and for the U.N., is accusing Florida's top election official of bias.
What's his cousin say about that, though? She always has an answer. She weighs in. Nell?
No. Oh, I thought you meant Linda.
Yeah, she'd have to weigh in with her with a shovel.
Mr. Carter says the state still hasn't implemented the changes he and former President Gerald Ford recommended and were asked to recommend after the 2000 vote. Some guys who got...
And, of course, from Gomer Pyle, Sergeant.
Sergeant Carter.
Ah, oh, Frank Sutton.
Come on, Pyle.
We need him now. Some guys who got naked and formed a human pyramid at a George Bush rally are going to stand trial. The three guys on the bottom, the two in the middle, and the one on the top were arrested when Bush appeared at Pennsylvania's Smoketown Elementary School. The Smoketown Six, they're called. They were charged with disorderly conduct.
Did you do that, Larry?
Probably, yes.
Yes, he did. He admits to it.
Maybe he's this guy.
Why?
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Could have been, Larry, because a seventh protester got away from police. He's now come forward, but identifies himself to the press only as Spook LaRue.
I'm Larry. I want to see it all.
Spook LaRue.
What was the best thing about being in that dude pyramid?
Larry?
Larry?
Oh, dear.
Larry's gotten suddenly...
one of them's gone. Which one did you want?
Cat's got his
son. The best one.
Oh, that one?
Number 36.
They're still blaming Cat Stevens again.
I'll be the best one.
Oh, boy.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All these guys, of course, were protesting the abuse of prisoners in an Iraqi prison. Unlike the prisoners, these guys got to wear thongs. Lawyers who snapped up the case say it'll be a trial about free speech because the boys actually did nothing criminal.
Oh, boy.
All the reports say...
I'm lying in bed. Oh, boy.
Oh!
All the reports say CBS is looking for a graceful way to send Dan Rather quietly into that good night. The word retirement was never something CBS had talked about. Now we're hearing he may be gone by next spring. Mm. It's all about the phony National Guard documents, of course, the ones that painted George W. Bush as an insubordinate soldier who got...
Didn't you say last week who are they going to replace him with?
John Roberts.
Maybe not. The network still says there's no timetable for replacing Rather, perhaps because the network's not sure if it has a suitable replacement. The heir apparent is John Roberts, who got his start as an early VJ on Canada's Much Music channel.
Hey, I didn't know that, Buzz.
Another Canadian anchor.
Yeah.
They're fast-tracking Kevin James, though.
Good. There we go. Now you might have a show.
Now I'm laughing.
Well, CBS Evening News with Kevin James.
Maybe CBS could use the old Air Force Academy sign, "Bring me men." Might as well. The Academy's not using it anymore. The words "bring me men" had hung there since 1964. After a sex scandal last year, the Air Force finally decided to take down the sign and replace it with "Integrity First." And NBC...
Bring me men. Bring me lots of men.
I'd like lots of men.
NBC says Tonight Show host Jay Leno will call it quits at the end of his current 5-year contract.
Yeah, I don't have the energy.
You're kidding. I don't believe that.
Believe it. It's the truth.
Announcement from the network. His contract runs out in 2009. Conan O'Brien has been tapped to take over the Tonight Show.
Oh.
After Leno winds up his 17 years on
the
program.
I'm exhausted.
What a power play by Conan O'Brien. Because
I'm totally exhausted.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hi, Don. How are you? There'll be a little something extra for acknowledging me in the envelope there, but no, I'm just tired of the work. And,
how's Mavis's mustache?
It's really, really thick.
Oh, because you see, there was a behind-the-scenes thing going on where, since Craig Kilborn quit or was fired...
Craig Kilborn.
The thought was Conan O'Brien would go to CBS to maybe take over for Letterman. Then Fox wanted to get in and hire Conan O'Brien to be on at the time that Chevy Chase was on. So now... You know, this almost sounds like the Letterman-Leno thing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Conan O'Brien really has a firm deal, because do you remember that part?
All I know is my wife really resembles Teddy Roosevelt.
Do you remember that HBO movie?
Yes, very
Where
The Late Shift.
Where they said to Letterman, you've got the job.
Uh-huh.
Great. When do you start? In a couple of years. What if Jay Leno does good? Well, then you don't get the job. So he says, so I've got the job? Well... Kinda, you got it.
NBC are giving firm dates here, so it sounds like that's the plan.
Well, you know what? I think the Tonight Show improves dramatically with Conan O'Brien in
Yes.
Do you think they'll move it back to New York, or do you think they'll send Conan out to the West Coast?
No, you get better guests on the West Coast.
What I'd like to see him do, also, when they make that move, bring back Andy Richter, because I think that show
is a much better
show. Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
And more Andy Richter news.
That is.
Yeah, naked Andy Richter.
He's shirtless.
Look, guys, I think you're all forgetting that Andy Richter will be unavailable because 5 years from now, I'm sure Quintuplets will be continue to be the smash hit that it is.
He'll be busy.
Right,
there'll be movies. You know, sure.
All the Quintuplets merchandise from that hit Fox sitcom.
And he's also double dipping because they're continuing to run the 5 episodes of Andy Richter Controls the Universe on the high definition.
That's a great show.
That was the best Conan O'Brien, and there have been a lot with Triumph the Dog and everything.
Right, right.
But the best one is where Andy Richter wore the bodysuit and walked on the set of the Today Show with Matt Lauer.
Absolutely hysterical.
That is the best Conan O'Brien show moment ever.
And didn't Conan like fake that it was like the new sauna that they had and he opened up the set of the Today Show?
It was like a big wooden door and he said, come on, Andy, you'll like it.
He looks back at the camera like,
okay. There's Matt Lauer sitting, and it was at the window with people walking by.
And the great tagline is, after the awkward pause, Andy Richter said, is Katie around?
Finally, the author of some children's books is the center of a controversy in Australian schools. The schools are pulling from their shelves the works of Andy Griffiths, with an S.
Andy of Mayberry.
No, different Andy Griffiths. His books include the Bad Book and The Day My Bum Went Psycho. And, you know, that doesn't mean bum, that means
ass.
Your bottom, yes.
Right. My ass went psycho.
His books, this author's books, include nursery rhymes like the one in which Humpty Dumpty sprays obscene graffiti on the wall and the Kingsman smashes head in. The kids love the books.
Kingsman. A Louie Louie.
Ooh, I said, we got to go now.
Frankie Valens used to be.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, kids love this guy's books, which includes stories about a child setting a cat on fire, a mother sending her child across a 6-lane road to be run over by a truck.
Winner!
Oh, and the grandmother who ate a substance we can't talk about here on this show.
Yeah, I see fish.
The substance used to have initials, if that helps.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, hold on. Was one of the initials B?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, as in B Sweet.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
yes, I am.
Catch the door.
All right, now we're standing in the door. We're standing in the door.
Holding it open.
You opened it, and I'm standing open.
We're not playing the goodbye thing or anything tonight.
Well, someone tell me what we're doing.
Just wait for the door to shut.
I don't know what.
We'll be back tomorrow with the new episode, all 4 hours.
Hey. All right, I'm waiting.
Monday Night Football next. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Well, good day to you. I thought we were doing it a different way.
And you.
Alan said shut the door. All the air conditioning's getting out.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.